deficit. First, we will have to have layoffs over the next several weeks to reduce spending. The remainder of this year's budget deficit will have to be addressed through the rainy day fund, which currently stands at about $17.5 million in our total cumulative fund balance between the city and the schools. Unfortunately, this is what the governor expected when he cut all cities and towns for the amount that he put forth back in January, which the General Assembly House Finance Committee confirmed on Friday. The massive media cut in state aid has created an emergency in our city's finances, which justifies the use of the rainy day fund. If someone has some other alternative to using a rainy day fund other than implementing a supplemental tax, then I sure would like to hear it.